meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Got pulled over by the cops today.
Good times. What city?
Hollywood.
Oh, go on.
Hollywood, well, I didn't even really get pulled over. I just got that roll your window down. We got to have a talk at the stoplight.
You got the red lights. You got the
colors. No, slid up next to me.
Oh,
slid up next to me. Gave me the roll the window down. I try that with hot chicks every once in a while. They don't go for it.
Yeah, then they call the police.
Then I flash my fake badge.
Yeah.
Why
not? Keep going.
Well, the guy wanted to know how many dangerous and illegal lane changes I was planning on making, like in the next quarter mile or so, because when I drive.
I just know you're not a smart ass, so what'd you say back?
I immediately went into kiss ass mode. You got to kiss ass, everybody. Let me tell you something. Everybody, please listen. They do these specials once in a while, how to beat a ticket, how to get a cop not to write you a ticket.
Yeah.
Best way to get a cop not to write you a ticket is to make him not want to write you a ticket because you seem like a nice guy.
Well, I have found also that they hate excuses. You got to say, there is no excuse for my behavior.
Yeah, I was wrong.
You're right.
Well, this still falls under the heading of...
kiss ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what I mean. If you have to discipline somebody, and oftentimes we all get in this position where you have to tell somebody they can't get in line, or they got to go to the back of the line, or they can't come in, or they can't do this, or they can't come back without their ticket stub, or whatever you do, Drew, when you do that mercy killing stuff you do at the hospital, or whatever it is. Nobody wants to do something they don't want to do to someone they like.
Right.
It's much easier to do it to an a-hole.
Right.
And you're looking for excuses emotionally to do it.
Right.
So they're just hoping that you do something.
Yeah.
And so going to butt-kissing mode, unless you get pulled over in Burbank, in which case you're getting a ticket anyway because they're just raising money over there. So just don't even kiss ass because you'll get both.
Same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway. So I went in ass kiss mode, but here's my problem is I drive with a certain vengeance, which is if somebody's getting in my way and giving me a problem and dragging their ass, I go around them aggressively.
But it's mostly on the freeway.
Trying to make a point.
Be fair to yourself. You do it on the freeway.
But this happened to me on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oof.
I did two like crazy zigzag acceleration moves and then missed the light as I was accelerating and had to like almost lock the brakes up and
then the guy you're passing drives up next.
Then yes, I always love that one. Then I notice out of the corner of my eye a black and white just parked right next to me, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, I wonder how much of what I just did he saw. I hope if it was 5%, he's going to arrest me. Then he does the window thing, and I'm thinking, I bet he saw some of that. Then came the question about how much weaving and illegal driving I was planning on doing. I told him that was it. Did a lie ass kissing.
What'd you say?
Just give you know, general.
He looks really nice.
Then he said, give me a reason why I shouldn't write you a ticket. And I just said, because I'm an asshole. And he just laughed. And his buddy went, oh, you're gonna see it on TV or something. So that was it. That was good.
Yeah.
All right. That just gives me more fuel to drive that way, though, Drew.
Oh, no kidding.
All right. Should we take some calls?
Sure, why not?
No guests tonight.
Yeah. We could go and talk about high school football.
I saw something on TV tonight that they used to do in movies that they don't do anymore. You know, we look for the stuff they don't do anymore.
Yeah.
Buddy of mine brought up the other day the cold shower. Don't hear about the cold shower anymore.
Yeah, time to take a cold shower.
Guys got to take cold showers. Woman getting right up to the point with this lady, but then she shuts him down. He's got to take a cold shower.
Yeah.
That's been replaced by beating off,
right.
I believe. But here's what they don't do in movies.
That, by the way, was a euphemism for beating off.
I was watching that. I got home tonight. I was watching that Schwarzenegger movie, Commando.
Yeah.
And there's that part where they hit him with the dart. And by the way, Drew, do you get knocked out the second you get hit with a dart? The second?
It, only if it's coming out of like a long bamboo tube. And that's hit you in the neck.
No. Shot in the sternum with the dart, you know, out of the pistol. And I just fall over. It's like, don't you clutch yourself for a second? Does your breathing change? Like, immediately when the dart hits you.
Nothing like that.
There's nothing exists
it,
that
it
way.
It has to go intravenously. It has to go right into a large vein. You can't do that.
So I was saying, these movies, it's like the guy pulls the pistol out, holds it to him, and it says, have a nice sleep, boom, and the guy's out before he hits the ground.
Well, everything in film is true. So.
All right. Well, they're moving it along. So when Schwarzenegger wakes up, he's chained to the table, sees this old Vietnam vet buddy of his, and he's like, McBride, I thought you were, and the guy goes, dead. And I realized they don't do that in movies anymore where the guy goes, I thought you were, and the other guy finishes with dead.
Right.
They used to do that in every third action movie.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Now they let him finish the sentence. It's a little uncomfortable beat. They go, I thought you were, and they dead. But the guy started the sentence, finishes it. Mm. You know, et cetera?
Yeah, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Good one.
Laughing time is over.
Dominic?
Hey, you're not
Oh, man.
What was that all about?
Started right off with some vulgarities. Jim?
Jim? There you are. Jim? There, right. There he is. Yeah, that was late. Anderson's fault. That
I don't
was
wanna, Anderson. I don't,
Anderson's fault.
I don't care. Don't want to talk to dudes.
Ksenia?
Ksenia.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm in the gay straight alliance at my school.
Mm-hmm. You're what?
I'm in the gay straight alliance at my school.
Gay straight alliance?
Yeah, it's like
coming together of the gays and the straights.
No, well, yeah, it's like a club. We try to like raise awareness and stuff.
Gay straight alliance, got it.
Gays and straights.
Gays and straights. It's GLBTQ².
Oh, Jesus Christ! Is this a private school?
No, it's public.
Oh man, they gotta get those vouchers going. This is calling from San Francisco?
In the area, yeah.
All right. You're 14?
Yeah.
Listen, shouldn't they be teaching you goddamn kids to fill out checks and envelopes and things like that instead of the gay and straight alliance?
All right, so what's going on? What's your question?
Ugh.
Well, I want to go to this event for the GSAs. And it's like
gay and straight alliance.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's like from early morning to like late evening.
Yeah.
Now you're 14.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care who it's for. They're going to have an issue with it.
Exactly.
It could be for
Church
Alliance.
They would let me go, but they're pretty homophobic. Like, I just told them about the GSA, and they're like, why would they have that? What is that? You know?
Well, wait a minute. Are you lesbian?
I'm bisexual.
You're bisexual.
You're a lesbian.
And Drew, please. And you told your parents about the Gay Straight Alliance?
I vaguely mentioned it. I was like, because my friend's a president, and I was like,
well, now, what do you mean you're bisexual at 14? How do you know what you are at 14?
I don't know. I've gone out with girls. I've gone out with guys.
Okay. All right. And
I know.
Okay. And your parents?
My parents, I vaguely mentioned. I was like, yeah, my friend runs this club and she wants me to join. They were like, I don't think you should join. Why would they have that sort of thing at school? And yeah.
All right. So there you go.
Is this sanctioned by the school, the Gay Straight Alliance?
Yeah.
So you join if you want, and if you don't want, you don't.
Well, see,
I understand.
Because I want to go to this, and I just don't know what to tell them.
What's the event?
It's for all, like, GSAs, because there's, like, a network of them in schools, and you go, and they, like, teach you,
it's a huge glory hole event.
What do they teach you?
Like, how to better run your club, because we're having issues. Like, our clubs are, like, not, like, working well.
Why was the problem?
Well, there's not many members. A lot of people are, like, afraid to join, stuff like that.
Good. What do you need one for? Just do your goddamn homework and go to college, would you?
I do. Oh, my God. I'm a good student.
All right.
But, I mean, I don't want to, like, lie to them and go, yeah, we're going to the movies and shopping from, like...
No, it sounds like you're an assertive person. You already sort of breached the topic with them. Your orientation has nothing to do with this. It's a group that you're sort of admiring. You're
what do you mean her orientation has nothing to do with it? She's gay and straight. She's both of them.
She doesn't know what she is at this point.
Look, she's screwing with her parents. Why are you screwing with your parents?
I'm so not screwing with my parents.
You're not?
No.
You're a lesbian.
No, I'm not.
You love your parents?
Yeah.
You respect them?
Yeah.
They're good to you?
Yeah.
What do? They both work too much?
My mom lost her job a little while ago.
All right. Your dad, what's he do?
He's a professor at Stanford University.
All right. All right. Everything's good.
Yeah.
And he's the one, I'm sure they instilled these values in you from a young age.
And now it's payback time.
No, it's coming to term.
All right.
My mom, like, took me to the parade on Castro and stuff.
The gay parade. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Listen, they cannot.
They're not cool with me, though.
That is BS, by the way. They cannot hold you to one standard and the rest of the world to another. That's ridiculous. You go ahead and...
But she's 14. Maybe they don't want her gone for 14 hours.
That's what I told her. I said, I said she wouldn't. They wouldn't be happy if she went to a church group for 14 hours. But she said, no, they're cool with that kind of thing. So fine, search yourself, go do it. You have friends. You're set. You value these things. Those are your values. This is what adolescence is deciding who you are and what your values are.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Go on. I, by the way, don't think she's bisexual. She just sort of declared.
I think she kind of wishes she was.
Yeah, she wishes she was, exactly.
Because she's hanging around a bunch of fruitcakes, and she wishes she had some angle. And it's easy for a girl to sort of technically call herself bisexual, because all she has to do is screw around with a chick a couple of times after a few wine coolers, and now she keeps her bisexual card going for another year, but they're not really that into it. But she wears it like a badge of honor, because she's in San Francisco, and she's with a bunch of progressive folks over there. All right, good. I don't like any of those groups, by the way. I don't like any groups.
Well,
and I don't like any groups at school. And
you especially don't like groups that write letters.
I don't like groups that use vowels, that write letters. I don't like any of that stuff. And I don't like that there's so much stuff at school that kids aren't learning. They should be learning just life fundamental stuff, just filling out how to address an envelope properly.
Football.
Do it for a whole year. Mm. How to fill out a check. I didn't learn anything in high school, except for ceramics. Jim?
Yes.
What's up?
I was in the medicine cabinet at my girlfriend's house the other day, and I found a prescription that's not hers, and I was curious on what it is and if I should be concerned.
It's not hers?
No.
Doesn't have her name on it?
No, actually the label's pretty worn out, like it's an old pill capsule or whatever.
So it could be hers.
It could be, yes.
All right. What is it?
It's I can't pronounce it, but it's Skelaxin.
Yeah, that's a Skelaxin. That's a muscle relaxant. It's no big deal.
It's nothing to be worried about.
Kind of weird. How old is she?
She's 19.
Has she had any sports injuries or back problems or anything?
No.
It's kind of a weird thing for a 19-year-old to have in her drawer, but it's not addictive and it's not a serious medicine.
It's not very strong or anything like that.
No, it's a muscle relaxant.
What are you worried about, Jim?
Well, it's Tim.
Oh, Tim?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not hers, and I just want to make sure she wasn't.
Well, you don't know it's not hers.
He's right. One of the ways you can learn more about anyone than almost any other way is to look in their medicine cabinet. you learn a lot about someone. You find out what medicine
is. I know, but he doesn't know it's not her medicine.
I know. It doesn't matter if it's his or not. Hers or not. It's a lightweight, relatively medicine.
All right.
It's a little weird for a 19-year-old. I mean, why 19-year-olds shouldn't be taking anything, frankly.
Okay. Well, why don't you ask her about it, Tim?
I will do that.
Don't tell her you're snooping.
Well, I wasn't. I was actually in there getting something, and I just happened to see it.
All right. All right.
I guess I was.
All right. But listen, Tim, don't worry about it in general. Don't think so much.
All right. Thanks.
You're fine. She's fine. It's all good.
All right.
Good times.
Yeah. I'm going to hang up the phone. I'll never think about you again.
Thanks.
All right. So it's like, in a way, maybe you don't even exist. You ever think about that, Drew?
No, they existed, I promise.
I don't know.
I know in your world, maybe other people don't exist.
But are you so sure stuff's there when you're not there?
Yeah, I'm sure. Convinced. Thoroughly. I've seen evidence.
All right. You don't know. You don't know that stuff's there when you're not there. You don't know if your house is there. You don't know if New York is there.
People dismantle the set. The man.
Listen,
I don't claim
to have all the answers, Drew. I just ask the tough questions. Eric?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah, Derek, bro.
Oh. Hey, hold on a second. Hey.
Too many...
Hey, listen to me. If I don't want any more Tims who are Jims or Erics that are Derek's.
More girls. More women.
I don't want any guys, but find out their goddamn names and write it down on the goddamn screen. And whatever I call you when we punch you up, that's your name.
So next time is Bill.
Bill.
That's right.
Good.
Billy Bob.
Hi, Billy. What's up?
Oh, God.
All right.
No, I can't stand him already. I just want to talk to some women. Guys are so bad. Mm-hmm. Laura?
Hi.
You're 14. What's up?
Yes. I've been taking Ritalin since I was in first grade, and I wanted to know how it worked.
It's basically like an amphetamine, though it doesn't have any of the brain toxic effects that amphetamine does. And it has a paradoxical effect on people with ADD and ADHD, is when you are sort of sped up and hyperactive and have difficulty concentrating, paradoxically, these stimulants bring you down and help you concentrate.
Okay.
So, something you really ought to think about getting off of when you're about 18, or by the time you're 18.
Okay.
In my opinion. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Hey, good times, though, right?
Yeah.
All right. She don't exist anymore.
In fact, there's some evidence that Ritalin may have brain protective effect against things like cocaine.
Well, give me some of that. Derek.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up, man? Man, I got a little problem with my girlfriend, dude. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do with her. She's like, right now, she might be pregnant, but, like, I'm not sure by who, because she's been going to see this guy, like, back and forth. But, like, not really being with him, you know what I mean? Just, like, every, like, a couple times a month. She came home with hickeys a couple of times, you know? I'm just like me, like an idiot. I'm still with her, but since she's, you know, might be pregnant, I don't want to just leave her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it might be my kid. Mm-hmm. Also, I really don't know what to do at this point.
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
She's 19.
She donate drugs or anything?
I know, dude. Yeah. Not for like 4 years.
All right. Doctor, dude.
Yeah.
And what are you doing, dude?
Not much, man. Trying to go to school, getting everything done right now.
Mm-hmm.
My life.
Junior college?
Yeah.
Hmm. Hold on, Drew. You can knock me over the feather.
Spatula.
Scrape me right off the ground. What are you studying over there in junior college?
Recording arts.
Mm-hmm. Why? What do you do with that? Become an engineer?
Nah. I want to be a producer.
What kind of stuff you want to produce? Music?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess classical.
Nah.
No.
No.
Jazz?
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop?
Yeah, hip-hop.
All right. Hey, can you do a little beatbox for us?
Nah, I don't do the little beatboxes.
Okay.
Wish we talked to Eric before I did that crank anchors thing.
Yeah.
He could have given us a whole list of hip-hop
Eric's,
words.
It's not Eric. It's Derek by the way. Pardon. Yeah. All right. So listen, Derek.
Yeah.
How far along is she pregnancy-wise?
Dude, she probably will be like a month now.
She's a month. Okay. Yeah. Let me tell you the bad news and the good news.
Yeah.
The bad news is if she does have the kid and you do get a paternity test and you do find out that you're the parent, you're on the hook.
Yeah.
For that. The good news is all successful people in the rap industry have a couple of illegitimate kids, so you're well on your way.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. It's important not to get married to her, though, and to crank out a couple more kids from a few other hoes. See what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know if the kid's mine or not. This dude's Puerto Rican, you know?
Yeah. I guess you're going to find out, though.
All right, but...
Was that bogus?
No. It's just that Derek...
Are you sure he...
No, Derek, there's so much in this relationship.
Hold on.
So.
What's your nationality?
Dude, I'm Swedish.
Okay.
Right, well, that's bogus, huh?
Yeah, it's bogus. Okay. All right, we'll see you in hell. All right, dude?
What?
All right.
The recording arts.
All right. If the guy is if it's in fact a true story and the guy's Puerto Rican and he's Swedish, you should be able to tell.
Right. Be that as it may, if it's also a real story, it's, you know, very, very obvious and healthy situation with the girlfriend that's screwing other people, he's undoubtedly screwing other guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of...
The only part sound bogus about that whole thing was the junior college part.
Yeah. And I'm not even sure he was up to junior college. That's sort of what struck me. It's like, really?
You think there's like a AAA of, like you know, there's the major leagues.
There's like a Pee Wee college.
Minor leagues and this AAA.
Yeah, like a midget college.
College for midgets?
No, but like under junior.
Right.
Bantam college.
There really is no college under junior college, Drew. There's high school, but there's many high schools that I would argue are above the junior college level. The only thing that makes high schools a more learning rich environment is you actually have attendance and things.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Junior college is high school with no supervision.
Hmm.
Come, you know, we ride a motorcycle onto campus and smoke cigarettes at the. You know, under the awning during a nutrition, then split when you want. So it's prison with no guards. Leanne?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I've been with a guy for about 8 months when we lived together, and just recently it's gotten really bad. He has a bad porn habit. Mm-hmm. He basically wants to do that all the time, just jack off to porn, never wants to have sex.
Big deal. You're get fat. Off his back. Oh, true, please. It's true, right?
What?
Are you a big gal?
No, I'm not that big.
What size are you?
Let me see. I weigh 160 pounds. I'm 5'8".
Hold on a second. Let me do some...
You're overweight.
True, please.
Yes, I am about 30 pounds overweight. I was on bed rest this past summer.
Why? Hold on. What went bed rest for?
Actually, my doctors still don't know, but I have some condition with my uterus.
Ooh. Were you sexually abused growing up?
Yes, I was.
There's that condition with your uterus. How did I know that magically?
Well...
Overweight with a painful uterus equals sexual abuse.
Let me just do the radio math. 5'8", 160. Give me 3 minutes. I got 5'5", and 15/16", and 177.
Good, you're overweight.
All right. Well, now, hold on. Let's get to Leanne.
So Leanne.
Who sexually abused you?
My brother.
Oh, boy.
Did you tell your doctors about that history?
Yeah, I believe they know.
No, you've got to make that explicitly clear to them. That's a very important part of this pelvic pain thing you've got.
Okay.
Okay, that puts it in a different context.
Okay.
And you may have to spend less time in bed if they know about that history, and the treatments will be kind of different.
And I don't trust this boyfriend of yours now. Before I looked up to him like the Messiah because all the porn he watched, but now that you come from this troubled past, I worry about your decision-making as an adult.
Is he addicted to anything else, or had he been?
Just to drugs and porn.
Drugs
and porn.
Just drugs. Nothing else, just drugs. Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't do that stuff anymore. He does smoke weed, but it's mainly porn.
All right. Well, here's what happens when people that particularly stimulant, I guess more often than my experience, opiate addicts, too. When they get off those things and try to get by on marijuana maintenance, it's not enough. Okay. They will start engaging in sort of criminal type activity. They'll start stealing stuff, and they'll start getting going on the sexual addictions. They have that part of their brain needs to be stimulated in extra physiologic ways after they've triggered the disease of addiction, so unless they get into recovery programs.
He's chipping with the porn.
Yeah, he's replacing it with the porn.
What kind of porn does he like?
Mainly internet porn. I don't mind looking at it with him, but. I can't do it all the time like he does.
Internet porn isn't really a type of porn. It's just porn delivered via the internet.
Lesbians, just girls on girls.
Mm-hmm. Girl on girl.
So that's the type, I see.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well,
all right. Leanne, he's going to get worse with this, too. There's going to be more consequences from it. He's going to spend more money on it. There's going to be a lot of things that happen because of it. He needs to get going. If there's a lot going on here, obviously. You need to make sure your doctors attend to the fact that you're a victim and a survivor of sexual abuse. Number two, if you want to get him motivated to make change, one of the things that I've found more than anything else gets people who have addiction problems to get going is for their partner to get involved in a codependency program like Al-Anon, something like that, and get a sponsor and work the steps.
He doesn't think he has a problem.
You getting a sponsor and a codependency program, that may motivate him to make change.
What's this guy do for a living?
He runs a press.
Oh, I see. He works at a
printing shop, yes.
Printing shop. Okay. This guy's a loser. Plus, he's probably got ink all over his penis. Right?
No. I just, I get really upset, and sometimes, I break down emotionally, and I don't know if it's because when he rejects me, and I don't know if it's because I was abused when I was little, that I'm so dependent on it.
No, it's that what you do when you've been victimized is you create relationships that reenact those traumas, and everything becomes that trauma over and over and over again, and we don't really know the biology behind that, why humans do that, but that's what we
do. All right, so we're sorry for what happened to you, but you're an adult now. You got to get some help for it. And I don't necessarily trust this guy in the big picture.
No. Once she goes to codependency program, she'll be thinking, hey, what am I doing with this guy?
Right.
Treats me like crap. I need something a little more. And that's it. And he will either get better or that'll be that.
All right. Well, good times. We're going to take ourselves little break.
Good times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Take a little break. When we come back, I'm going to talk to some guy who wants to know some fart story about farting in a car.
Whatever.
Yeah.
After this. Buddy, look. Love Line, madam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what there, kiddies. Got myself a 5,000. No.
Epic.
Jesus. All right. Shelly?
Hi.
You're 20?
Yeah, I'm 20. I felt like the show was lacking some farting humor the past little while, so I just wanted you to share that story. You've said it a number of times about you were driving in your car and you farted, and you started wafting the smell towards your face, and your girlfriend was just disgusted.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That you've now described about 400 experiences Adam's had in the car that are of a similar nature.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what was specific about this one?
What did you say? You said
something. No, I know this story.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Go.
That's a good story.
Yeah, I was driving along down Moore Park Boulevard over there in the Toluca Lake area some years back with the old lady in the car.
Yeah.
And blew some righteous gas. Did the hand flap, the cup. It's the ladle.
You're like taking the heavier gas out of your...
To the soup ladling up toward the face.
Yeah, to appreciate, to get the bouquet.
Right.
To bring the bouquet up, yeah.
She was disgusted. Like, you know, women don't like farting, and they sort of have disdain toward it, and they put a face on, but then sometimes... But when they see the sort of farting and the wafting, they get disgusted, yeah. And she said... Oh my God! Do you have to flap? Do you have to cup your hand and flap it up toward your face that way? And I just looked at her, super straight and serious, and said, "You want me to put my head between my legs while I'm driving a motor vehicle? Does that seem smart to you? Does that seem like a good idea?" Okay, honey, use your brain.
She, on the other hand, tells the story of you letting loose at night. Mm-hmm. And her freaking out, and you know, batting the club.
Oh, yeah, that's my move.
And her losing it, and you going, oh, baby, you're just trying to impress me. Trying to make me feel good.
I tell you know, my latest move is skipping. I do a little rope before I come in here tonight.
Yeah.
Blowing some nice gas, but I'm skipping rope.
But that's the...
Right, and you get the cadence going.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You get 6 or 7... rounds off of that. My clip, 6-7.
I'm not done with Shelly.
I don't know what my record is, but like hiking it up the stairs.
Oh yeah, how many flights?
Well, I got a lot of stairs to get to my house.
Oh,
so
oh, yeah, that whole bank of stairs.
Now sometimes I'll just do each individual step, you know.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I'll skip a step. It's like,
right.
You know, that's the bigger step fart.
Yes, yeah.
Shelly.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. There's your fart humor, baby.
You're up in Vancouver, British Columbia?
Yeah.
I was up there last week.
I know. You know what? I was the one who called and asked when you were going to be in Whistler, and I was there the same time, but, like, I didn't know where you were, and,
it's,
you know.
It snowed the whole time.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't know. I came back down. I was in L.A. for a while.
It
I was
is
all over.
So beautiful up there. It is
oh, it's gorgeous, and it's been so nice this
what,
week.
You live up there?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's a big town.
I get mad at people that live in really nice, picturesque places full time. You ever drive around, like, you're driving up the hills, you're going to Lake Arrowhead, you stop, you see a high school. It's like Lake Arrowhead High School. It's up at the top of the mountain.
Right.
It's got, look, classroom looks like a big ski chalet or something. And you think, I always look at that and I go, how exquisitely sane must the kids who go there be? Like, you just...
Right.
You're sitting there looking out your school window. You're looking at deer. You're sucking up, like, crystal clear mountain air all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's no violence. No shootings. No smog. No earthquakes. It must be, in a way, it must be weird to go to a place that's like where your life will never be as good as high school.
But they probably keep it about the same.
You know, but, I mean, eventually you got to move down the hill, and you may settle in Burbank.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it'd be bad. Bad times.
Like, my high school is just a bunch of blacktop and tilt-up concrete. Everything was sort of drab green and gray, and it's sort of done like a prison. So then when you left, you were happy that you were gone. They should have an ounce of that woven into high schools.
Yeah.
Like, you should be... like, I know this sounds a little morbid, but all the time I saw that Columbine footage, I was like, my God, the place is three stories with the library looks like the Crystal Cathedral. Like, yeah. This is an amazing facility.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have wanted to go home. I had a kind of high school that you sort of felt like you were happy to escape. Melanie?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a question. My boyfriend and I have been together for about 8 months.
Uh-huh.
And every time we have sex, he can only go for like 4 minutes top.
Mm-hmm.
You're 21, right?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 31.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know if there's something wrong with me or something wrong with him.
No, that's just his
rhythm. Why would something be wrong with you?
I don't know. It's just every guy I've been with has been like that.
Has been 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what most guys are like.
Well, not my friends. My friends say that theirs ain't like that.
Yeah.
No, I think 5 to 10 minutes is a.
Yeah, but when yeah, you when you say 4 minutes, you mean fast, and maybe it's not even truly a whole 4 minutes.
Maybe it's a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Like for instance, we just hit the 1 minute mark on this conversation. Does it seem about that long? Does
no.
it seem four times that long?
Does it seem about 4 minutes?
No, just a bit, probably longer than, not even a minute, maybe.
Oh, really?
So sure. Yeah, it's women right. cannot estimate
all
time.
Right. All right, so that's just, again, that's them, but you got to kind of work with these guys a little bit.
It means you're hot, baby.
What can I do to make it better?
You got to ugly yourself up a little. You got like a dump of acid on your face and shave half your head and one of your eyebrows.
No.
Swing a hatch around, hit yourself in the back with it. Are you good looking?
Well, I'm not bad looking.
Mm-hmm. But in a kind of white, trashy way?
No. I'm about 5'7 and about 120 pounds.
Right. But still got a little white trash in you?
No.
What do you do?
What do I do? I stay home with my kids.
How many kids?
How many kids?
I have two.
Two kids. 21?
Oof.
Yeah.
Got a 31-year-old boyfriend?
Yeah.
These aren't his, not his kids?
No.
Yeah, that's white trash.
How many fathers?
Just one.
Where's he?
He's, like, not in their life. I mean, he's there, but not really.
All right. You're still sticking with the white trash stuff. What kind of place you live in?
I live in an apartment.
All right. Got the burnt orange... colored shag carpeting?
No, they're brand new.
We got the burnt orange veneer on the refrigerator, though.
What color is what color is the carpeting?
It is like cream color.
Oh, cream. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you do for money?
What do I do for money? I waitress part-time.
All right. That's all white trash stuff. You chew gum?
No.
All right. Well, I'll deduct a point for that.
Ooh. Who tasked?
Okay.
Are you white trash?
Do you you waitress part time? But how do you pay all the bills?
Two kids.
I just manage, I guess. Well, my one daughter's disabled, and I received disability for her.
What kind of disability? What's the matter with her?
She is really slow. I had her. She was premature.
How old is she now?
She's one.
You can get money for her?
They pay me for her disability. Every month.
But what would she be doing at one?
She don't walk or she don't crawl. She just basically don't really do nothing.
Is she blind or deaf or anything?
No.
Okay.
When she's one, usually they expect them to at least crawl.
Right.
And talk.
I don't want to be insensitive or cruel, but it doesn't seem like you should be able to collect on that until they, you know, until it would be an issue if they were healthy.
You're saying there needs to be an ability before there's a disability.
Yeah, how can you have a disability from a non-ability? What I mean is if she was a healthy one-year-old, she wouldn't be down by the river doing laundry and milking and scrubbing the kitchen floor and helping out around the house. You know what I'm saying? She'd just be lying around.
She did receive oxygen for, like, the first 6 months of her life.
Does she have special needs? Do you have to have caretakers or anything?
She just got off her oxygen about 6 months ago.
All right. So there's special health care needs and that sort of thing.
All right. How much you get for that?
They pay me $552 a month.
All right. So that, between that and your waitressing thing?
Yeah.
And what else can you get?
Their dad pays child support.
Dad pays child support? All right, baby.
What does your boyfriend do?
He lays tile.
All right. I'm telling you, you're making a case for the white trash thing. I know you don't want to go for it, but I think I'd come over there and sell it.
She lives in Salt Lake City. Are they allowed to have some white trash?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you excite the guy a lot. That's just kind of his clock. Does he give you oral sex?
Yeah.
He needs to work on that a little bit. Maybe
does he do a good job on that?
He does a very good job on that, but...
Okay.
Maybe a second round with him. Maybe he masturbates beforehand. I was just thinking he needs to pay attention. I think he ought to sort of be put on notice gently. Yeah.
I mean, here's what you want, ladies. You want the man at his full potential.
Yeah.
You want him to try.
Yeah, you want him to know, him to understand when there needs to be improvement.
Yeah. And do his best to impress.
Yeah.
Because even though sort of genetically or biologically the guy has a certain clock, everyone's born with a certain number on their scrotum sac. For some, it's 2 minutes. For others, it's 10 minutes. For me, it's a question mark. But the point is...
That's only since you've been a ninja, though.
Yeah. You should be trying to focus and do the best at what you can. If your sack says 2 minutes, yeah, you should be the best 2 minutes in town.
But as a woman, you're not doing any favor if you tell the guy you're perfectly satisfied when you're not. Because he's not going to... Right. He feels like he's at his potential then.
He's giving her the oral, though.
Yeah, all right.
We'll be back. Buddy, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. I want to thank you for listening. Don't do that too often, but I just thought I would do that. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's get back to the phones and speak to Coco.
Oh, okay. You know, I'm
going to
call you back later, okay?
All right.
Mom there?
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Coco, 14.
Thought you were going to call us back later.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're 14.
Mm-hmm.
It says here you're pregnant?
Yeah.
6 weeks?
Yeah, from my last menstrual period, not from conception, though.
All right.
6 weeks, okay.
You got a boyfriend?
Uh-huh.
So you know whose it is?
Yeah.
Is this the first time you've been pregnant?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What's your plan?
I don't know.
Do your parents know about it?
No, they don't know.
Do you plan to tell them?
What?
Do you plan to tell them?
Eventually.
Oh, eventually. So you're going to have this baby at 14.
I don't know, because I'm against abortion.
You're against abortion? What grade are you?
11th.
Mm-hmm. What's your boyfriend's name?
Christian.
All right.
So, Christian.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What about giving this
child? Put him on the phone.
Put him on the phone?
Yeah.
Why?
Hand it to him.
Well, he's not here with me.
Yeah, he is. Give it to him.
No, he was on my cell phone.
I'm smelling bogus.
No, oh my God, you know?
I don't.
This is...
All right, anyway. Coco.
Yeah.
What is your plan here? Are you going to give this child up for adoption if you have it?
Thing is, I don't know what I'm going to do because, I mean, it's my first child, so I really don't want to lose it, but I lose my life on the other side of it because I have my future in front of me. I would have an abortion, but I'm really against it morally.
You're religious?
No, it's just that I just can't kill something.
All right. Mm-hmm. What about adoption? So this child has parents who are sort of ready to be parents, and you can get on with your life.
Well, I mean, like, I could, but, you know, I want to know my child. It's going to be my child.
Yeah, but don't you want the child to get every opportunity in life, including two parents and a stable home, and parents are going to afford to raise a child and focus on a child?
Yeah, but even if I do have that, you know, my parents are going to be really upset. You know, I haven't been exactly the best daughter.
Why?
Because with my whole thing, so I'm running away, you know, and getting into a lot of trouble. And I'm like, involved in a lawsuit right now where I'm trying to get this 19-year-old guy for raping me.
Why is that a lawsuit? Why is that just a criminal suit?
I mean, like, because he was 19. And I was 13.
Yeah, but yeah. Why is it a suit? Why isn't it just a criminal action?
Well, because he kidnapped me, he forced them to have sex with me against my will. This is another person.
But shouldn't, aren't the police involved with this?
Yeah.
Why is that a suit then?
Because my parents wanted to take him to jail.
Right, right. But you're not trying to get, you're not suing him.
No.
No?
Hold on, I'm on the phone.
What happened? Were you physically or sexually abused growing up?
No, just by this one guy.
Nothing before that?
Not that I know.
Your parents still together?
Yeah, but they don't love each other.
Have you been in and out of psychiatric hospitals?
What?
Have you been in a psychiatric hospital ever?
I've been through a lot of psychiatric treatment.
But never been hospitalized?
No, they didn't think I was too bad for it. They thought I still work in society.
Do you still see a therapist or psychiatrist?
No, because my dad thought like I was making it up or something, so he stopped it.
Mm-hmm. And where's this guy who raped you? Is he in jail?
I'm not sure. I mean, we're still trying to get DA. We're still trying to get the DA to approve the case if we're gonna
All right.
Yeah. Well, all right, babe. So I've seen a lot in your 14 years. You don't want to get an abortion. You're going to have to tell your parents. Here's the good part. The good news is everything's been so chaotic in your life. This is not going to be a big surprise.
Yeah, this is all part of the parents that are dealing with a 14-year-old that have been through this, down this path, are kind of expecting a pregnancy, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's part of the deal.
I think they'd almost be disappointed. Well, I mean, seriously, Coco, I know this sounds like retarded logic, but seriously, if you were like a straight-A student and captain of the cheerleading...
I am a straight-A student.
Squad?
Yeah.
They can still make
it. All right. Yeah. If you were like an A-plus straight-A plus student...
No? Like most of the time, you know, sometimes I get Bs or Ds, but mostly a lot of As.
All right. Well, Bs and Ds does not qualify straight-A, okay.
Uh-huh. Maybe she meant heterosexual who got an A once in PE.
There you go.
Yes, yeah. When you sprinkle the D's in there, it does kind of pull you off the straight A list. But be that as it may, you've had your share of trouble in the past, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this would, as Drew said, sort of go along in. This would go along with trouble with a young teenage girl.
I
don't think it's going to be a shock to them. It's not like both your parents are rabbis and you're on the dean's list and my God, they're shocked and they're going to disown you. They should stick with you.
I would
advise that she go down to Planned Parenthood and ask a couple of questions.
Yes, you need to get some help support from people who can help guide you in your decision making. If you want to go to Planned Parenthood, that's fine. If you want to go back to your therapist or psychiatrist and talk about what's been going on, that would be totally appropriate. But if you really want to do what's right, I think what's right in this situation is giving this child a chance at a decent life, which means adoption.
Okay, but here's the deal. You don't have to make a decision tonight or even tomorrow.
Right.
You need to talk to your therapist. You need to talk to the Planned Parenthood people.
Yeah.
Bring your boyfriend with you. Have a sit down.
Uh-huh.
Figure it out. Get your ducks in line. And then when you figure out the direction you want to go, do it with the support of these people.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. And birth control. Morning after pill.
Maybe we should do a couple minutes of morning after pill.
Go ahead.
For some reason, there's confusion about how this pill works. It's your birth control pill, plain old estrogen and or progesterone or just progesterone, that you can take up to 3 days after an unprotected sexual encounter. It prevents a pregnancy from forming. An egg is never released. Sperm never reaches the egg. There's bizarre controversy about this product somehow being an abortion in that it interferes with implantation. The reality is it doesn't interfere with implantation of a fertilized egg any more than the birth control pill you take before intercourse. The once-a-day pill you would take normally also has a potential to interfere with implantation, but both the pill you take before intercourse and the emergency contraception you take after primarily work by suppressing ovulation, meaning an egg is never released, So it was never a conception.
Right.
And it would be one of the greatest ways to eliminate abortion in this country.
Right. And I'm sure all the people that are against abortion are lining up and getting on board with this.
And my question to those of you that have a problem with that, just ask yourself, are you interested in helping kids and stopping abortion? Are you interested in having kids not have sex?
They just want to proselytize.
And if you want them not to have sex, that's fine. A different goal.
But just say it.
Yeah.
Really, what that group is interested in, they don't like freebies. They don't like free...
Second chances.
Well, here's what they don't like. They don't like a life where you get to have sort of indiscriminate sex with multiple partners and not pay the fiddler. They don't like a life, by the way, and it's the same thing. It's the same religious a-holes. They don't like a life where you can watch football every Sunday and never attend a house of worship. You don't have to, you know, bow at the altar of any deity. Somehow they don't like the idea that you just get to live and there's never any consequences. And by the way, this is the entire you're going to hell thing. It's like, oh, hey, have a good time with that beer and that joint and your penis out. Have a good time. See you in hell. And that's all they do. They spend their whole life explaining to you how you got to pay the fiddler. Oh, you don't want to do that? Then I'll see you in hell. We've created this place called hell. Makes us feel better because we're sitting in church all day and doing what's right.
Go get yourself a hooker.
Thank you. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Doc Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, Drew. Ready to rock?
Let's go.
Let's talk to Matt, who's 17. Matt?
Yeah.
What's up?
How's it going?
Good.
Well, I have a question. It's about my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And, well, like 2 weeks ago, we were making out, and, you know, she was, you know, kissing right between my shoulder and between my neck, and she got, like, a little violent, and she basically tore a part of my flesh off with her teeth.
That's nice.
And, I don't know, after that, like, she... She wants to get another step forward, you know, she wants to give me BJs and she wants to get sexually active and stuff like that. You know, she wants to get me in the bed. And, you know, I was thinking, like, after the experience I had, like, we were making out and she, like, you know, tore a piece of my flesh off, I don't know what she's going
to
do.
I like the way this guy talks. She wants to get me into bed.
Like, yeah. It's going to take more than that.
Yeah, he's got to get some rings, diamonds.
Sir Matt into bed, yeah.
Well, necklace.
Yeah, where's the jewelry and the flowers? Tore a piece of your flesh off?
Yeah.
Sort of accidentally in the course of playing around, or she went in
it? On her part, it was like she was just accidentally.
When you say tore a piece of flesh off, that seems like it would take a little work as far as biting goes.
Oh, no, like she totally, like, she just...
You mean she broke your skin?
Yeah, she broke my skin with her teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Just totally, like, tore some skin off.
Intentionally?
Yeah.
Not
intentionally, but, you know, she got a little too into it.
Tore skin off, so there's a piece of your skin was in her mouth.
Yeah. Like, just, it's not a whole bunch, but it's just, like, there's flesh wound and
see, here's what I'm at.
There's a bogus quality.
Right. The question is here, what's the question?
Well, I was just wondering.
There's no question.
Should.
Yeah. Should the question penis in her mouth, but that's not a question.
She's a biting machine. Yeah. It's like having a Rottweiler go down on you.
There's no question. It's not a question.
No, I was just wondering,
that's a statement.
How I will be able...
The statement is, this girl bit a piece of flesh off. I'm scared.
Yeah, and
tell me I should. Yeah, it's just no question. There's no question.
Like, no, I was just wondering, like, how could I, you know, back away from her because I want to break up, and she's a little weird and she's a little crazy. And I'll
now the backpedal. Now the filling in.
Okay, that's your question.
Yeah, how could I back off without
offending her? I see.
See? Right,
all right, we'll break up with her.
There you go.
All right.
Was bogus as can be.
Yeah.
She may have bit him, there's no purpose to that call.
It's hard to tell because our callers are so dumb and they describe things so horribly, but tore a piece of flesh off.
Listen, that's part of the bogosity. Somebody really had a question, like, a girlfriend bit me, it scares me, she's weird, what do you think, why do you think she did that?
What'd she do with it, though? She swallow it, spit it out?
No, listen, he doesn't know anything.
Already, yeah.
Stephanie?
Yes.
You're 29?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Well, first of all, Adam, you are a genius.
Thanks.
And, Anderson, you are so funny. You do not get enough credit for what you do.
No, he does.
That goes without saying.
That
but the reason I'm calling is because, I don't know how long ago it was, the show with Nelly Furtado.
Wow. Mm-hmm. A while ago.
Yeah. And, sorry, I just walked up the stairs, so I'm winded.
All right.
Sorry. I was talking to you about,
Where do you, you live in a lighthouse? How many stairs you go up?
I live in a big house.
In the Washington Monument?
Yeah.
All right.
I was talking about an experience that I'd had on a cruise ship when I worked there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I had gotten involved with a guy that it was a bad sexual experience, and I was asking Drew about STDs. Well, Drew, it was like the end of the show, and we didn't have time to go into it, but Drew, you asked me what was up with me, and it was just as if you were reaching through the phone and grabbing a hold of me.
Huh.
And I just wanted to thank you, because now I'm in therapy. And
oh, good.
Oh, I thought he, like, gave you the finger or something.
No, no.
He shook you by the lapels. He shook some sense into you?
He was just asking me in such a direct way that it really had a big effect on me.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do on this cruise ship?
I was a massage therapist.
Oh, man. I'm trying to remember this.
Sort of do,
yeah.
Too. What was the route? Did it go everywhere?
It went to Alaska and the Caribbean.
It's got
to
be a decent gig. How much are you working as a massage therapist on the cruise ship?
I was working 12 hours a day.
Wow.
Massaging
5.5 days a week.
12 hours a day.
Yeah, it was
that's
a lot.
That's got to be rough.
It was.
And not massaging 25-year-olds.
And who's paying? I mean, who pays for the massage?
The passenger.
How much is it?
It was like 35 for a half an hour, or like 70 for an hour.
Oh, so they cut you a deal on the hour.
It was a 50-minute hour.
Ah. This is so better just to get the half hour, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Huh.
Once in a while,
there's a few of these. I swear to Christ, I went to a strip club in Vegas, and it's like, how much for the, they're like, well, it's, I think it was, it's 20 per lap dance, or you can get 4 for 100. And I was like, I swear to Christ, this was the deal. I was like, what's in your baker's, like, if you guys did a baker's dozen, what would that be, 11? Like, really?
Baker's dozen, 11, $20 for a lap dance, or blah, 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 or $200 for two.
It worked out to be 70 if I sold them a hot pack or something.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's got to be rough.
I went home with an injury before my contract was up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But now, would you get any hot guys in there?
Yeah, a couple.
And did was that exciting for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've got really bad judgment because of my past.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, had you gotten involved with one of your clients?
Yes.
Well, it's not really a client if the guy's taking a cruise and you're giving him a massage.
Yeah, but you're a licensed massage.
I was a licensed massage.
That's a violation of her license.
No, I know. But who cares? It's like being a chiropractor. Yeah. No one gives a crap about that.
It's not a real job. If she cares about her job.
Let me ask you this. How long does it take to become licensed as a massage therapist?
At the time that I was taking my test, it was 9-month program.
Why? And how much, like, if you're working at a spa or something... Maybe it varies from spa to spa, but if the spa treatment is like, you know, 80, 90 bucks for an hour,
mm-hmm.
How much of that do you see?
Well, in the salon on the ship, very little, like 8.5%.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got a $50 retainer for a week, and 8.5% of our sales and services.
I was just talking about this to somebody because... you know, the ladies love the massages.
Uh-huh.
They just don't like paying for the massages.
Right.
And so it's like 90 bucks for, you know, they go down to Burke Williams, you know, they get an hour's worth of whatever. It's like 100 bucks. And they're like, well, you got to tip the person. And the thing is like, why do you got to tip them?
Yeah.
They're getting $90. No, they don't get that. The business gets that. They don't get that. And I'm like, well, isn't that between them and the business? Like, why do I got to step in and compensate for the business that's taking the lion's share of the money?
Yeah.
Like, I'm paying $90 for an hour. Let the goddamn business give them $30 instead of $9, and then I wouldn't have to give them the $20 to make it up.
Or they should come to your house for $40.
Right. Right.
Well, on the ship, most of my clients tipped me. So.
Man, what'd they give you, about 20% or 15%? All right. So you got involved on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd you get involved with, a client?
He was a construction worker.
Oh, yeah. Really?
From Seattle. And
cruising, huh?
He stole my bracelet as a souvenir at the end.
Yeah, that's a souvenir.
Like, because I was so drunk and I was in his cabin. And he, like, slid it into the drawer while I was mostly unconscious.
All right. Well, you're lucky because most of those guys take, like, an ear.
Yeah,
for a souvenir, and they wear it like a necklace and damn.
What do you mean for a souvenir, Stephanie? What do you think he was doing? What do you think he did with that?
I don't know, but...
You wouldn't think he would have sold it and taken the money?
Maybe. He asked me if I was going to take his clothes because I had worn them to my cabin and then returned them later. And he asked me if he thought I was going to keep his clothes as a souvenir. So I just assumed...
How's your therapy going now?
It's going okay.
Good.
It's kind of slow going.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I've made a lot of progress with judgment. Right.
Well, keep it up, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Drew, why don't you reach through the radio and shake some sense into her again? Good job.
Ooh.
You know what I'm talking about, these jobs where you pay a ton of money for an hourly wage and then, oh, no, you got a tip.
Yeah.
No, they don't see any of that.
Yeah.
It's like, but isn't that between them and their business? I don't know.
You would think.
I'm just a prick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You become a like certified massage therapist in like 6 months or 9 months, maybe under a year.
Yeah.
And then you're going to people's houses and you're making $75 an hour.
It's crazy.
But as a carpenter, you're making $15-$20 an hour if you've been doing it for 10 years. You're driving a truck full of tools?
As a physician, once you pay all your rent, you're making about $75 an hour.
What's with the massage? Why do I got to tip someone who's getting $90 an hour with no materials?
Yeah.
They used 8 cents worth of Lubriderm on my back. Chris?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, like, me and my girlfriend have been living together at her mom's house for like 3 weeks now. And I went to my mom's house, which is about 300 miles away, and I was there for about a week.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend said she had a dream, and she woke up masturbating.
Okay.
That's nice.
And I was wondering what's up with that.
Normal?
She said, like, before, because we went to Job Corps, and...
Uh-oh. that's prison with shovels.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. You know how junior college is high school with ashtrays?
Yes.
Job Corps, prison with a flathead shovel.
Nice.
That's what it is.
Actually, it wasn't that bad. It was like...
I know, but it's four people. It's like, they give you a choice. You're either going to the can or you got to go to the Job Corps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, the reason why I went is because I screwed up in high school.
Right, right. So it's for screw-ups. Right.
Yeah.
All right, what's the question?
Well, like, we would come to my dad's house on the weekends and we'd sleep in the same bed together. And we've been together now for like a year. And we were there together pretty much our whole relationship. Where we met was there. And before she would have dreams like, and wake up like that, she would have dreams that somebody was doing something to her, but she could never see who it was. Right? Mm-hmm. But the dream that she just had, she saw me in the dream. And she woke up thinking I was there, and she was playing with herself, and she looked over to see if I was there because she woke up believing that I was there.
Yeah, all right.
Ooh.
Yeah, all right, that's good. I had a dream that I had hooves once.
And you looked at your feet?
I had hooves.
Your feet were there.
Who cares?
They were there.
All right, okay, Chris.
Chris, you just described...
You guys are fine. The scarier part is that you two met at the Job Corps.
Yeah.
Why was she in there?
She was in there because she got bad into meth.
Okay. That's
ex-boyfriend was beating her in West.
There you go. That's the stuff to focus on.
That's more serious than these crazy little dreams.
I've pretty much all gotten her over it. I mean, it took a couple of months, but I got her over it and got her to come out and be her. It was like she was afraid to be herself, and I finally got her to be herself.
Good man.
However, Chris, you're completely deluding yourself if you think you can change someone. Completely.
Well, she's off the meth.
Mm-hmm.
Still smoking pot every day?
Nope.
You're not abusive, right?
No. Not at all. I've never.
She's never cheated.
Huh?
She's never cheated.
Nope. Neither one of us. We've been in love since like the third week we've been together.
Which was 3 weeks ago.
No, that was a year ago.
I just gonna predict.
What was it? The way she dug the fire breaks that really initially attracted you to her?
I don't know. I saw her like the first day she got the Job Corps, and I thought she was absolutely stunning. And I said to my friend that I would have her one day, and ever since then I've been in love with her.
I picture, like, this is like what Beavis would say to Butthead. She won't be mine. All right, so that's good. That's good. And now you're living the dream because you're living at her mom's house.
Well, yeah, just for now until we can get jobs. I had issues with my dad.
If she's truly an addict, though, that will resurface, and you've got to have to do something about that.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right, so, Chris, let me give you some advice because I'm a genius. Do not get her pregnant.
No. I had that scare once, and she had a miscarriage. We'll never, ever try that even. No.
Right.
What was it you tried?
Well, like, when we first got together, we talked about having a kid, and then it, like, came up, and she's on the depot.
Good.
And she got off and didn't tell me.
Right.
And now she's back on again.
Good.
So while she was off, you know.
All right.
Make sure she's on. Make sure she tells you. Don't get her pregnant. You two both get jobs. Fight to keep them. And,
we both got jobs lined up.
All right. Good. What do you got? What do you got going?
I'm
going
to be working at Home Depot. I'm starting at 12 an hour.
Good times.
She's going to be an administrative assistant, and she's going to start at like 15 an hour.
Fabulous.
Where are they putting you?
We'll be out on our own.
Good. Where are they putting you in the Home Depot?
Electrical department. When I went to Job Corps, I was studying to be an electrician.
All right. You know what LB is?
Yeah.
All right. Romex?
Yeah.
All right. You know the difference between the variable Romex and the above-ground Romex?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good times.
All right.
Hey, what?
Hey, nothing.
I wanted to tell you that Crank Yankers is awesome.
Thanks, buddy. Got a whole new season, a whole bunch of episodes coming out real soon.
I watch it every time it's on.
When is mine going to be?
Thanks, everybody. Oh, we haven't launched a new season of Crank Yankers yet.
I'm curious to see what that puppet's going to look like.
Or as my family call it, still doing the Yank.
The puppet show?
Crank. No, it's better. It's the Yanker Danker. I gotta get my whole fame like a little laminated cheat sheet they can keep in their wallet.
Your name,
like,
and things.
How's Dr. Drew doing? He's doing all right? Doing okay? You guys still doing the love line? It's still on the radio. And typo. I can't make that first word. Crack Yankers doing? Is that on? You know, it's funny when you talk to your parents, too, or any of your family members. You talk to them, they're like, still working on that Crank Yanker show? Yep, got 22 more episodes. Then you talk to them 4 days later. What's going on, son? Nothing. Still doing that TV? Yeah, Dad. It's been 72 hours. They haven't pulled the plug on it. All right. Let's talk to Danielle, who's 36. Danielle?
Hi.
What's up?
I've been married to my husband for a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And very shortly after we got married, he kind of suffers from mental illness.
What illness is that?
Paranoid schizophrenia.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Yeah. And I didn't actually know it was so bad when I married him, because he would go to the hospital, and then he would tell me after he, you know, went and did his days in the hospital that he went in there to escape me. And he wanted me to know where he was, so I knew he wasn't cheating on me, and that way I wouldn't cheat on him, and that he told me he used to lie to them and tell them that how sick he was, but he really wasn't.
Right.
And then after we got married, he confessed to me that he really was.
I've had schizophrenics do that kind of weird manipulation.
I'm sorry? So
telling them they're worse than they are?
They claim they're not schizophrenic. They're pretending to be schizophrenic so they can get disability and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he would tell them that he wanted to kill himself, and then they would put him in the hospital, and he'd just, like, take a rest and stay in the VA hospital because he was in the Army.
Yeah, Danielle.
Yes.
He wanted to kill himself. That's why he went in the hospital, okay?
That's what he would say.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to do to himself.
Well, but if he really wanted to do it, wouldn't he have done it?
No.
Exactly, yeah.
Why not?
Because people have to get, you know, it progresses. We save people's lives all the time by putting them in the facilities before they do it.
We or I do?
No, I mean, our
thank
office,
you. Danielle?
You do.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Well, as it is right now, I don't know if he's having another episode,
mm-hmm.
but shortly after we got married, he bought a boat, and he started, like, staying on the boat all the time and had no way of getting to him. It was like a houseboat.
How was he able to afford that?
It was, actually, I bought it. A friend, my best friend.
Yeah, he just bought a houseboat?
It was very inexpensive, believe it or not. It was $1,000.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm picturing that boat.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's a homemade wooden boat. It's pretty cool, though. It's kind of like a floating room. Anyway, he just kind of, like, started taking off, and he pretty
Hold
much...
Hold on. I'm picturing
a floating room, and it doesn't sound great to me.
I'm picturing Ted Kaczynski's hut on a floating mattress.
That's here's basically what I'm picturing. I'm picturing a Sears gardening shed on a Pilates mat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm picturing. Okay.
It's a nice escape for him.
Are you sure?
Why are you so disconnected from reality?
Where do you park the houseboat?
It was parked in a gorgeous area, a really beautiful, beautiful, scenic place that just the view alone was, like, so serene and wonderful.
But it's in the water?
It's in water, yeah. And he basically stayed out there for the whole summer.
He just gets to park it out in the lake?
Yeah, it's not a lake. It's the bay. We live in a bay area.
He doesn't have a dock he has to pay for?
Nope.
The police don't sort of get on it for squatting?
Nope, it's totally legal. Yep.
And is it anchored?
Yeah, it was on a mooring, yes.
Mooring out there. Okay.
Yeah, anchor mooring.
Hold on a second. Does it sound weird that you could just sort of take some plywood and put some galvanized screws in them and then just launch it out into the ocean and tie it off to a pylon and he's living on it?
Yeah. Like,
all right, well, that...
Hold on a second. Out here, I swear to Christ, you bring a goddamn Frisbee on the beach, you get arrested.
Yeah, and, you know, it was, like, in front of million-dollar houses, you know. It was... The view was really spectacular.
All right, well, I'm glad you...
There's something wrong
here. All right, but be that as may, he's very seriously ill. And...
You mean for taking off on me for the whole summer?
I mean for isolating on a boat by himself.
And well, maybe he's writing a novel or something.
Paranoid schizophrenia that's isolated. That is the Ted Kaczynski move, is to go out in a beautiful cabin in beautiful surroundings and sit there and be psychotic.
Send bombs.
Yeah.
All right,
Danielle, he's really, really a sick guy, and he needs to take his medication.
Yeah, he is, but I'm not sure because he recently just started taking risperidone.
Yeah.
And
why'd you marry this guy?
Honestly, I live in New York, and we got married, like, right after the whole World Trade Center. I loved him because I lived with him for a few years, but it was right after the World Trade Center thing, and it was, like, a really stressful time.
All right, I got an idea.
Uh-huh.
Figure out when the tide goes out, and then just slide in there and cut the rope. And he'll just sail off into the horizon. He'll never see him again. He'll be fine.
No, he's always
fish.
Really
he'll live off the land.
Well, no, taking his medication, he can be fine. But he's really got some serious stuff
that's
got to be dealt with.
And what do you do? Do you work?
I'm becoming a yoga instructor. I had an injury that I was recovering from for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm just finally, thank God, all better. So I'm going to be moving on that.
Yeah. What was the injury?
I actually had an injury I received from him.
Uh-huh.
What did he do to you?
He hit you with an oar?
Yeah. He has violent tendencies, too. And, I mean, the real thing is I must be pretty sick because I've been with him, like, for so long.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what do you guys do for money? I don't understand.
Well, he right now isn't working. He is, he's like a fisherman.
Oh, that explains what you do for money.
Oh, I see. Yeah. You're not working for money? Okay. Well, now that's all tied up in a neat little bow, Drew. I was trying to picture in my mind what they did to earn their money, but I now realize they're unemployed.
They don't work for money. Yeah.
I see. That's all very clear now. Of course he's a fisherman.
That's how he's
he can't help being a fisherman.
And, like, he's not here right now.
Okay, but listen, seriously, what do you guys do for money?
Well, he usually works, and I was working, but both of us happen to not right now.
And what is he able to do?
Wait a minute. What do you do for money?
What do I do?
What do you two do for money?
We usually both do
what? What do you do for money?
Right now we don't have any.
So what do you do for survival, for living expenses?
Well, he fishes.
What do you do? Danielle, fishes. You can't answer that question even.
How what, do you have a mental condition, Danielle?
Oh, yeah.
I must.
Yeah, you must. He fishes? How much money does he make off his fishing industry?
Well, actually, it used to be good, but it's not good at all right now, okay. And especially in the winter.
Okay, you have one opportunity to answer this question.
Okay.
Okay. What do you do to sustain yourself now?
I work for my friend. Bookkeeping.
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. All you had to say, baby. We used to work. He used to fish. Okay.
Yeah, poor thing.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. Daniel. And it's like on one hand, she has to be nuts. On the other hand, she readily admits she's nuts. But then she wants to go into yoga instruction, which means she's nuts again. Why are those broads batty with the yoga? Guys out on a houseboat. He's got to take his medication.
You know what? Reality is a hard sell for Danielle. She can't.
Oh, man, is it a tough sell. Yeah, and she didn't. And the thing that's interesting is she's not interested in being with a guy who's going to peddle any reality around her. All she has to do is hook up with crazy Gordon's fisherman out there floating in the Kaczynski shack in the bay. And he never asks any questions. He's just off.
He weaves yarns for her. Just spins tails.
Right.
She takes them.
Right. All right. Well, I don't know what the answer is. He's got to take his meds. You got to get in reality. Yeah. We'll be back. Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. All right. Let's get back to the phone. Billy Owens here, Drew.
All righty.
Speak to Paige. She's 19. Paige?
Hi.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Okay. I tried speed and like 10 months ago to lose weight. I lost the weight, but I find myself still going back at it. So I want to know if I'm addicted to it. I want to know the side effects first of all.
Are you snorting it?
No. Smoking it.
Oh, boy.
Why smoking it?
Christian addict.
I haven't used any drugs. I don't drink. I don't use drugs. But what? I just tried this, so I'm scared of snorting it or anything. So the best way of smoking it. And that's what I was.
You don't consider speed a drug?
Yeah, I do, definitely. But I'm not like snorting it or injecting it or anything.
Oh,
yeah.
By the way.
And I'm a smoker too, so.
Smoking speed seems more egregious than snorting it even, really.
Oh my God, you got a much higher dose. Much higher.
Really?
I mean, much faster.
Much more intense effect on the brain.
Well, I mean, smoking cocaine is much more intense than snorting it.
Well, here's the deal with the speed. Speed, unfortunately, is...
I'm just smoking speed. I'm not one of those druggies that calls the show with the marijuana and whatnot.
Speed addiction is very serious and very hard to stop and very hard to treat. What you can expect, unfortunately, is brain damage from speed. It causes chronic mood problems.
Even if you're smoking it?
Yeah, just smoking it. And memory disturbance. I don't know if you noticed the memory problems yet, but those can kind of be permanent.
So a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so you need to stop now.
How often are you doing it?
Probably like 4 times. I quit for about 3 months.
Well, addiction is defined by being unable... by its consequences. In other words, you have things happen in your life as a result of the drug use.
No.
There will be.
And, okay.
And that you can't stop even when you want to. That's addiction.
How much is the speed?
It's 20, 40, and that's, I don't know, anything above that.
So you need to do something about this, Paige. It's not going to stop by itself. This needs treatment.
Well, how often are you doing it?
You only have to do speed 3 times a week to be pretty severely addicted.
Yeah, I get like a 20. It'll last me for a week, but I'll keep it and do it like a day, 2 days later, 3 days later.
So now, when do you do it? Do it in the morning, do it in the afternoon?
Yeah, in the morning. So I won't eat the day.
You do it in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And will you feel the high? How long do you feel the high for?
I don't feel a high. It's just I feel like doing stuff. And that's one of the things, too. Like, whenever I'm on it, I'll get everything done that I need to on my agenda that day.
Like not eating?
Not eating, like doing errands. You feel like doing something all the time. You're not lazy. I don't know how it is.
Give me some of this speed. The Corolla family needs a little speed. And so if you smoke some in the morning, let's say 10 in the morning, how would you feel at 5 in the afternoon?
It's okay until like 8, 9 o'clock. I'll get a bad headache.
Bad headache.
And then I'll get moody.
And then can you go to bed that night?
At first, no. But when I first started, no, not at all. I'd just be up lit. But now I'm going to bed, yeah.
Even though you smoked it 10 hours earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Speed is very long acting.
I know, but you know, doesn't smoking it kind of push it through you a little faster?
A little bit, but none. The effects can
stick
around.
There's no high off of it, none at all for me.
All right.
I don't know if I've used it.
Maybe worse.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. So here's the thing. Can you stop?
No.
Yeah, I've erased the people's numbers from my phone book, but I find myself just getting it back.
Okay.
Finding people again.
Paige, you're going to have to come to terms with the fact that you're addicted to a severely addictive and dangerous drug. You are. That's the way it is.
What's with the eating problem?
Eating problem? It's just, I don't know. I feel like I'm getting fat if I'm not.
All right.
That's a second issue.
And I'm not fat. I'm, 5'8", and I weigh 140.
You're fat.
True, please. Yeah, well, here's the thing. You're going to have to probably address that issue as well.
Yeah, but
at some point.
In the course of recovery, that'll get done.
All right, baby. Have a good time, so, right?
Listen, you're going to have to get this treated, Paige. You really do.
All right.
Go head over to Los Encinas. So we got an addiction program over there.
She's calling from Pasadena.
Yep.
Amber?
Yeah?
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I've been with my boyfriend for quite a while now, like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're going on 6 years. And, like, when I was 15 and he was 18, like, our sex life was great. It was kind of like, I don't know, like a bad thing, naughty thing to do. And now it just seems like we haven't had sex in a month.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's raring to go, but I'm just...
Huh?
Well, not. Maybe this relationship's sort of winding down for you.
Well, I love him a lot. It's not like I want to be with anybody else, but...
I know. Those are the number...
I feel totally asexual. I mean, it's terrible.
Those are the number one and two answers we give from the relationships that have run their course.
Yeah.
I mean, you're 15. You think where your head was at 15.
Oh, I know.
And now you're 21.
Right.
And you're not the same person. You're not in the same place.
It's time to wrap this thing up, I'm afraid. The problem is you can't imagine being without him. You're so enmeshed in this relationship. You can't conceive of ending it. You can't conceive of being outside of it. Yet your body
can imagine being without him.
Yes, your body is telling you something loud and clear, which is... done.
And he's not done anything. You're not angry at him?
No. It's kind of like, well, we finally know we're going to be together.
No.
You know what I mean? Where before it was kind of like, he didn't know where he wanted to go or what he wanted to do. And I was constantly sort of falling around, you know, and now it seems Well, now it just seems like we're both comfortable with each other and he knows that he wants to be with me. And all of a sudden now I'm just like,
So if you're not chasing him, you're not interested?
Yeah, I love him to death. I mean, he's attractive. I just
he kept you on edge for 3 years, wondering if the
six years
wondering if the relationship was going to work out.
Well, I mean, no, I mean he left and he went traveling in Central America for 9 months, and then he moved out to Seattle.
So you have to have a guy who's not available. That's the only way it works for you.
Well, this is the only guy I've ever been with. I mean,
it's pretty clearly set up an alcoholic or unavailable dad's thing here.
Where's your dad?
He's at home.
Uh-huh.
He's in Iowa.
He's in Iowa.
I just moved from there.
All right. Was he available when you were growing up?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Didn't lose anybody when you were young?
No.
Not drinking?
No boozers?
No. I guess it's more like I don't feel like I can't wind my mind down. Like when I have sex, I feel gross. Having sex.
Why?
I don't feel comfortable. I don't let him go down on me.
Oh, nothing happened to you when you were younger?
I've never been abused. I've been told, like, really strange things to me by my mother.
Like what?
I've just weird things. She told me one thing about my dad, so I've been sort of scared about my dad my whole life, kind of.
What?
He's never laid a hand on me. But it's kind of a weird relationship with my mother and I. Like, we're not exactly...
What did she tell you?
She said that, you know, we were going on a camping trip when I was like 7.
Uh-oh. Ramping trip?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And she told me like she didn't trust my father to take me along on this trip and to watch out that she thought that other people would think that like he was molesting me or something. It was just terrible. It was like she was jealous. She didn't want us to go on the trip. He never laid a hand on me, but like my whole life I've been kind of like, oh my God, you know, every time he hugs me, I'm like, would he do something like that? Or
what is your, does your mom have a mental illness?
She's weird.
Does she drink? She do any drugs?
I think she did a lot of drugs in her younger days.
Okay, so she's an addict.
So I think she's got some mental.
Still, at age 7, listen, take this iron skillet and this spork and keep it in your belt. And if this guy comes at you, you stab him. Like,
let's be fair here. It's the opposite of what we normally get with these women, which is,
right.
What do you mean he didn't put his penis in you? How dare you suggest such a thing?
Right.
This one, and it's interesting. It's almost equally as damaging. And now that she feels anything sexual with a male is dirty and awful and distrustful. And that's now translated into a relationship.
All right. Well, there's issues here, baby.
Yeah, it's hard. And Gabe tells me I should go to a therapist.
Yeah,
we're with you.
And I went to one, but I don't know, maybe she wasn't a good one.
You weren't ready.
You didn't open up, whatever, you were skeptical,
I kind of opened up, and she's just like, okay.
That's all she's going to do,
Amber. That's all they do.
She was just there to listen. She didn't really suggest.
Yeah,
Amber.
That's all
Amber,
they do.
Once somebody's listened to you for about 5 years, then some of the stuff will start making sense to you. She's not supposed to say anything back to you.
You know, my favorite part is I love the depictions of therapy.
Yeah.
Like,
on TV, you mean?
No. I mean, the people that call this show.
Oh.
Especially the women, because women have this gene where they're able to hear things that they think that the other person is thinking. Your wife has this, by the way. Yeah. But they sit down and they go, I talked to this therapist, and I started telling her my problems, and she told me I was fat and stupid. Yeah. And that my foo-foo smelled.
Or she said, you're a real pain in the butt.
And I told her what my dad did to me, and she said I deserved it because I was fat and stupid. And I'm like, I know they didn't say that. I know that's what you were saying to yourself and that you're hearing, and this is all the excuse you need not to continue in this process that frightens you. But don't put words in their mouth. Listen, therapy is about you going to therapy. You really could take a mannequin and put it there. Or worse, Keanu Reeves could just be sitting there as your therapist. And you could just talk to him and look at those eyes spinning around like pinwheels. And you'd still get something out of it. That's all it is. I don't even let my therapist talk.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that for a second.
I'm just a ramble. And he's like, well, in my experience, and I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, well, getting back to your point, and blah, 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 blah.
Be fair, blah, 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 high school football.
Blah, 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 Drew, blah, 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 blah. Yep. I'll take a break. We'll be back. Loveline, man. I'm over there. Forget about that phone number.
No.
No. No lightning round tonight. I'm tired, but tomorrow night, that's a different night. Let's go tomorrow night. Blah. Blah. Blah.
What was it?
Blah, 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 blah. Anna?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
I was wondering if it was normal for a guy to be able to have multiple orgasms.
What do you mean by multiple orgasms?
Well,
multiple orgasms means pow, 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 pow. Continuous orgasm.
Like when me and my boyfriend have sex, like, he'll come and then he'll be able to, like, keep on going.
Right.
Like,
so he has separate orgasms sequentially.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Drew, I think we have to define multiple orgasm for a woman.
Yes.
For women, and then use a separate set of criteria to define it for men.
I would disagree because women can have the sequential orgasm, like she can have three sequential orgasms in a sexual encounter,
mm-hmm.
or she can be multi-orgasmic, which is she never has a refractory. Multi-orgasmic means you never have a refractory period of any type. It's just pow, 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 pow.
But where is, but where is, there's no male that's physically constructed to be multi-orgasmic.
Without a refractory period of some period. They can have sustain their erection and continue going,
but
there will be a finite period of time in all cases during which it is impossible for a male to ejaculate.
But
again.
I think, for the sake of argument, we have to use that label of multi-orgasmic for males for a guy who can maintain the same erection and have multiple orgasms.
That's your same boner, different jizz. That's it.
Same boner, new jizz. Yes, yeah. Thank you.
That's it. That's good enough.
Any guy who can bust his nut three times having sex, we'll just call multi-orgasmic.
Don't
get all caught
up in that. That is normal, and that's what 18-year-olds
can do. Well, it's normal for
an
18-year-old guy.
18-year-olds can do that. All right?
Okay, and I also have another question. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Is rawness a symptom of, like, a latex allergy, or is that just, like, from having...
No, that's him... pounding you like a veal chop for
an abalone.
What are you talking about, a veal chop? He's pounding you like a cutlet, is what I'm saying.
I see.
Like a veal cutlet. I didn't mean chop. Right. I mean a veal cutlet. He's pounding you like a cutlet for an entire evening. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes?
Or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, too much.
That's
too long.
Fine.
And tell him, ouch. That's okay that you say ouch. He should say
how many orgasms does this guy need to have?
Like at least four.
No, he's stealing it from Adam now.
Wow. And is he switching up condoms each time?
Yeah, he has to, or else it slips off.
Right. So good.
Four condoms every time you guys have a sesh, huh?
Yeah, sometimes
one. Jesus Christ, guys! Like he's filling up landfills and stuff.
The fountain.
I mean, four times.
Yeah, good times, 18.
Nice, huh?
Mm. Oh, youth.
I don't know if I could do it now. My thing is like
high?
I could do it. I just don't want to.
No,
that's the way it feels like to me.
No. Your soul would emerge. So some of your ventricle would pop out.
Wait a minute.
Josie.
That's Josie.
Really? I want
to say Jose for
your time. Your bladder would invert or something.
Josie?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
It's because my boyfriend, he smokes a lot and he drinks a lot.
Uh-huh.
Weed?
Yeah. And I'm trying to make him stop, but every time I tell him to stop, he starts tripping on me.
Does he want to stop?
Well, I've asked him to stop, you know, for me.
Does he want to stop?
Well,
I guess not.
Okay.
Nobody ever answers our questions.
There's only two ways you could have an impact on his using. One is you can leave. You can tell him if he doesn't stop using drugs, you're going to leave. Drugs and alcohol. And then leave when he doesn't stop, and that might catch his attention. The other is, as I've said earlier this evening, for you to go to Al-Anon. Sometimes the partner going to a 12-step program themselves and getting a sponsor and getting the steps, you grow enough that you grow away from their BS, and they start sensing your departure, and it catches their attention. Sometimes they're willing to make change.
How old is this guy?
He's 21.
Those are your only two possibilities.
Does he work around metal?
Me?
He.
No, he doesn't work. He just got out of jail.
Oh, all right. Good times.
Sounds like a delight.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to lose this guy.
Well, like, I told him that I wanted to, like...
Come on.
Okay, yeah. What was he in jail for?
I'd rather not say.
Well, come on, tell us.
Well, it's kind of like a... Like, he murdered someone.
Oh, yeah. Well, nothing
but I don't know.
Yeah, he was framed.
Why is he out so early?
Well, he was framed.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he out already?
I don't know. Maybe like Well, I'm not sure if that's it, but.
You know what I love about you? Got a sister. I love this Josie. She does not sweat the details. How old is he?
21.
21 is that was it? Yeah. Why is he out for murder at age 21?
Well, he assaulted somebody.
Okay.
That's it. He assaulted somebody.
So he didn't murder them.
Mm-mm.
But he was trying to murder them.
Yeah.
Attempted murder.
All right. Josie, what's the matter with you? You stupid?
No.
Well, why are you with this guy?
Well, I've been trying, like, to break up with him, you know, but every time I try, he, like, tells me, you know, that he loves me and that he'll do anything to, like, get me back.
There's no cookies in my box.
Well, yeah, but
he can stop smoking and doing drugs and smoking pot and drinking, and that'll be that.
All right. And get a job, maybe?
Yeah.
And do not let this guy get you pregnant.
Oh, my God,
oh, no.
No.
What are you doing for protection?
Yeah, my sister's pregnant. She's 19.
Yeah, but what are you doing for protection?
Well, I tell the guy to wear condoms.
No, you get on the pill. You get on the pill.
I tell the guys to wear condoms?
Well, my boyfriend.
Listen, you got to get on birth control. Are you Mexican?
No.
What are you?
I'm from here, but my parents are, like, from Guatemala.
All right, good enough. You're going to get pregnant.
How old is your oldest sibling?
She's 19.
That's your oldest sister?
Yeah.
How old's your mom?
She's 35.
There you go.
Good time. 16.
All right. You're way overdue. Yeah. You're going to get pregnant. Do not get pregnant. These Latin countries, that's why they're destroyed. Everyone's pregnant at 17.
Adam, you could have a 22-year-old. It's good times. Imagine that.
Oh, man. 20-year-old kicking my ass.
Oh,
horrible.
Oh, my God.
Busting a nut 5 times while this old man was trying to get one off. Mocking him with his gallon of semen. I will take a break, and we'll come back, wrap it up.
Well, that just about puts another episode of Love Line to bed. Thank you for listening tonight. Tune in again tomorrow night. This is Dr. Dre here in the meantime. On behalf of Adam Carolla saying, mahalo. Is he addicted to anything else, or had he been?
Just to drugs and porn.
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.